Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome you all to another episode of It's Real. I'm your host, T. Real. I got my co-host, Nizzy Nay, with me.
What's up, everybody?
What's good, bro?
Hey.
We got a we have an interesting show tonight. Tonight's show is about paranormal activity. You know, a lot of us have had experiences with paranormal activity, a lot of ghostly experiences. Everybody's familiar with, like, the movie, but tonight's show is about, like, your real-life experiences. Like, have you ever had any weird experiences, like, any weird things happen, like a door shut by itself, something levitate in mid-air, like the light flicker on and off, like that crazy type of stuff. So, what about you, Nizzy Nay? You ever had any crazy experiences like that?
Nothing moving or nothing like that. The only thing I can really think of that has happened that was really weird or unexplained is, like, it would just happen, like, right after my grandmother died, and I, like, had got some furniture from her, like, an old desk with a mirror and a chair. And, like, for some reason, I just kept having, like dreams about this date, March 17th. It just kept coming in my head for some reason. I don't know why. I was seeing it on TV and everything. It was, like, really weird. Just kept seeing this date all the time. So I was just like, I don't know what's going on. So my mom had this little family tree thing hanging in the hallway, and it had, like, the month and the date of her family, her mother, her father, and sisters and brothers. So I was like, you know what? It might be linked to them. So I go downstairs, and sure enough, it's my grandmother's birthday, and we're exactly a month apart.
Wow.
Exactly, I love the part. I didn't even know. I never knew her birthday. Like, it just popped up in my head one day.
Right.
I don't know.
I had some weird experiences in my life. Like, I can recall, like, seeing something like a shape, like an actual, like, being, like a person, like it looked like a person, and it was, like, weird because it was like, I seen it, and then I was like, it shook me up. Like, I was like, whoa, like, I, like, jumped back, and when I looked again, it wasn't there no more. I had that happen more than one time. I had some more experiences, too, but before we get into that, I want to bring my guest caller in, Mark 2. Mark 2, you with us?
Yeah. What's going on? It's Mark 2 in the building.
It's good, Mark 2. It's good with you. I think Nizzy Nay is going to the bathroom right now. She ain't hear you.
I'm here. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, make sure you use TP, Nizzy Nay.
All right.
Hey, Mark 2, you ever had any weird paranormal activity type experiences?
Yes, I have, man.
Talk to us.
I could say I was about 9. And I used to see this image of this this guy who resembles the Undertaker. And he would be in the corner. He had this long black trench coat and his hat, like, set down on his face, exactly like the Undertaker. Couldn't see no feet, no boots, no nothing, just a long black trench coat and a hat. And I used to walk past my mother's room. I used to see him in the corner in my mother's room all the time, like every Friday night. And I just would walk past her room, and it would never fail at the same time. I can't remember that time, but it was like, it was weird. So about, some years later, I turned 15, we moved out of the house, moved into a new house. And for like that whole year, I didn't see anything until I turned 16. I saw that same guy. This time, when I saw him, he's walking from out of the corner. So I hauled ass, man. I hauled ass on the steps. My mother was like, what are you running for? I said, the tall man with the black hat is in your room again. And she was like, where he at? I goes upstairs. There's nobody there, man. And I haven't seen him since. If I see him, I'm fucking him up on sight.
That's crazy. So, like you said, you when you used to see him, it was just like a still image. Like, it didn't move. And one day it moved, and that's when you broke.
There. But another thing, it was like, don't you know how, like, in like horror movies, it had that music, that scary music in the background?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, I could hear that in my ears ringing. That's what made me haul ass, too.
Now,
you didn't even try like, to, talk to him or nothing?
Your mind was messed up at that point.
Huh?
You didn't never try to, like, talk to him or anything?
Hell no.
I mean,
I wouldn't have him to, like, either just disappear or don't say any. I mean, I probably would have passed out if that thing would have talked. I don't know.
You know that's something that white people do. Come on. Like, white people will sit there. I don't even know how I love white people to death, but white people will sit there and try
exactly.
to, hey, who are you? Are you dead? Like, you don't actually sit there for a conversation. Like, black people, we breaking. We getting out of Dodge. We running first, asking questions later.
I got the hell up out of there. All I had to see was something that didn't have no business in my mother's room. I'm like, now I know my father is at work. Who is this tall man in the corner? I know he's not in timeout.
That's crazy. I would have broke too, man.
Oh,
there's
man.
No way
my
I'm
mother
sitting
was
there like,
chicken. I ain't even have an appetite after that, man.
I bet that's
oh,
crazy.
God, man, it was. And I had another experience with this old lady that used to sit like across the street from my house. And she passed away. And what happened is I seen a lady in my basement in a rocking chair. And
oh,
I don't know how
goodness.
She got down in the basement and why. But she was just rocking, and she had like this yarn, like she was knitting something or fixing something, like a blanket. And when I saw that, I had never went down the basement for a couple years after that.
I bet, man. That's enough to mess somebody up for life. Like, I might have been scarred for life off of that. I might not have never been the same. That's crazy. I mean, I had some weird experiences, but it wasn't nothing like that. But,
yeah, man. I mean, that was at a friend's house that I just, you know, we used to hang out and rap in the basement and practice our rhymes. And I remember, like, where we lived at, you know, the lady used to live across the street. She was a nice lady. You know, I mean, she remind me kind of what's that movie? Monster House, that cartoon, where the lady, you know, the guy's really mean. And he went to kids to stay off his lawn, but she was pretty nice. But for her to be in my homeboy's basement in a rocking chair, just rocking, and I just went down there to go get a basketball that we left, and I went down there by myself, and I couldn't believe what I saw. Now. Once again, hauled ass back upstairs.
You wasn't smoking weed that day, was you?
Huh?
You wasn't smoking weed that day, was you?
No, back then I didn't smoke. Nah. I wasn't smoking back then. It might have been a contact around me. Anything possible.
That's
but
crazy.
I know what I saw.
Right, like you know for a fact, like. I'm about to say, that must have been some fire you had, man.
Yeah.
That might have been that
ooh-wee,
man.
I mean, I take your word for it, though, man. You ain't got no reason to lie to us. That's a crazy experience right there, man. Like, I had a few weird experiences. This is the most common experience. I've asked several people about this. A lot of people told me they shared this experience. Maybe y'all have, too. I've had an experience multiple times where I'm asleep, and then I'll try to wake up, and I can't get up. It's like something is holding me down, and I can't move, and I'm scared, and I'm like, I'm screaming, and I'm freaking out. And then I remember back in the day, I was still living with my moms, and I had that experience, and it was like something was holding me down. I kept screaming. I got up. I was screaming. My mom ran in the room. My uncle ran in the room. Everybody was freaked out. And then they turned on the light, and I stopped feeling something on me. But before they turned on the light, it felt like a furry creature. I lied to y'all not. It felt like a furry creature was holding on to me, like a huge, like, rat or a possum was just clinging on to me. Turned on the light. It was nothing there, but my finger was bleeding. I went to the hospital because I'm like, maybe I got bit by a rat. Maybe a rat really was on me. They was like, nah, they was like, no, you good. That's nothing. Like, no, that's not a bite from a rodent. Like, it was lit. I never could explain how my finger was bleeding, you know, once the lights came on and nothing was there. But literally when the light came on, it felt like somebody was just bear hugging me, like putting a wrestling move on me. And at the point that the light came on, I didn't feel it no more. And to this day, I haven't figured it out. And it happened multiple times, but that was the most extreme. It never clung on to me that long where I was literally conscious. There's no doubt in my mind I was 100% conscious, and I still felt it on me until that light came on. Weird. It was crazy.
Wow.
That was the weirdest experience by far I've ever had.
Wow.
I had experienced, I'm quite sure everybody experienced this, falling from a, in your sleep, falling from a building, and when you get close to the ground, you wake up.
Wake up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I hate them.
I had that too many times.
I was so scared, man, like so messed up that I kept saying to myself, I hope I don't have one of these dreams. I hope I don't have one of these dreams. I probably wouldn't have it for a little bit, but then when I did, I kept saying to myself, please wait. I hope I can wake up. Because I done heard stories of people falling in their dream, and they hit that ground, and they don't wake up.
Yeah, and, like, people die in their sleep, like, on some Freddy Krueger type stuff. Like,
that's
crazy, like.
Yeah.
I done had plenty of those, man. I mean, dreams of being walking on the railroad, walking across the tracks on my shoestring, get caught in the tracks, and in the train coming. And when the train get right there, that's when I wake up.
You wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, part of me kind of feel like the dream world means more than what we realize. Like, I don't know what, but I think it's a possible connection between the dream world, reality, and the afterlife. Like, the three are like a triangle.
Yeah.
And we just haven't figured that triangle yet. We haven't figured it out yet. And, we got another guest caller. We got another guest caller by the name of Lashani. Hope I'm not saying the name wrong. You got to forgive me for that, but we're going to bring you on. Lashana. There you go. Lashana. It's Lashana, right? Lashana, you there?
It's Lashani.
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 Oh, my fault. Hey, forgive me, man. I didn't mean to mess your name up.
It's okay. You had it right the first
time.
But
I'd like to welcome you to the show. Appreciate you calling. I promise I will never mess your name up again on air. That's my fault. That's my bad. That's my view right there. But I'd like to welcome you. I'd like to welcome you to the show. And, you had any weird paranormal type experiences you want to share with us?
Oh, man, yes, I do. And right before I get into it, I just had to say, all three of your experiences are mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing, especially the one about, I know everyone had this dream about falling off the building right before you fall.
I also
have, like, I hate those because you jump in your sleep. I hate those things. Don't you hate that? It's just, that gives it off that you've been in a deep sleep, too, that they're, oh, she was sleeping hard, you know? But I've also had, like, I had dreams, like, I felt like I was being compressed. And right before, like, that last sight, I wake up, you know, right before it's over, it's like I'm being compressed into a ball. And it's really weird.
Wow.
I had it when I was younger. Yeah, and I had it for a real long time. And I understand the feeling. I believe one of you said, like, I wish I don't have this kind of dream tonight. You know, I wish I don't have this dream tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to me all the way up until somewhere in my teens. And it just kind of, like, died off. But that's very uncomfortable to have. One experience I did have, and I'm going to have to say, this is most recent, the most scariest I've ever experienced. I don't know if it's been playing with death with me. I have no idea what to call this. But one night, I was hanging out with my husband in our bedroom, was hanging out watching TV, and I just felt really tired. I suffer from migraines every now and then. So I felt really tired, and I said, honey, let me just lay back on the bed. Let me just relax for a little while, and I'll get up and finish watching the show or something like that we was watching. And he said, okay, fine. So I lay behind him. I lay back on my bed, and I closed my eyes. But instead of, like, just resting, it felt like I was sinking into my bed in the dark.
Wow.
It just felt like I was sinking. And it got to the point that it felt like I couldn't revive myself, like, just get back up when I felt like it. So I screamed so loud, and my husband got scared, but it felt like I was delayed because he said, get up, get up, and he lifted me up, but I wasn't up. Like, I saw myself, like, I'm still laying in the bed, but I saw the back of me. You understand what I mean? Like,
weird.
I was
out of body experience.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, it's like out of body
experience.
Absolutely freakish. And I kept screaming at him, like, honey, are you here? Are you here? And he thought I was blind because he's like, I'm looking right at you. But to me, I wasn't up to speed on the time yet. And it's really crazy, even weird to explain it. But that was the scariest I've ever experienced. That was weird.
Wow.
And I think that happened
about. That's crazy right there.
Yeah.
That was scary.
I think that
happened about maybe a year ago. It would happen a year ago, Mother's Day.
Really?
Wow, that was recent. That was pretty recent.
Very recent,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy. And that's out of nowhere. No drugs was included, no drinking, no hyper that day, nothing. I just felt really tired. Yeah, I wish I smoked something that night. Okay? And yes, I have smoked after that. Absolutely.
I thought you needed a blunt after that. I would have needed a blunt.
What?
Something. I would have needed something.
A was not
give
the word.
You.
Oh,
wow. I was trying to give you something after that.
Right.
I was
the dude.
After that. That's crazy.
Wow.
There's no way I could have been sober after that.
Wow.
Yes, that was definitely
weird,
crazy.
That's the movie type stuff right there.
Yeah.
But something that
I have a question for everybody. Like,
sure, yeah.
Have y'all ever like played with a Ouija board before?
Oh, yes.
You know that Ouija board where you put your fingers on a thing. Oh.
Yes.
Has anything like freakish ever happened to you before?
No. No, not really.
No, nothing?
I think the two people because I think the two people I did it with, I didn't believe them. So even if it really didn't work, I didn't believe it anyway because they were corny. I didn't believe it. Yeah, it was my cousin and some friend, you know. I wasn't into it. I thought they were crazy. But I would try it again, though, especially after the experiences that I have went through.
Yeah, it actually does work. Like, I remember this one time. It was, like, years ago. I was little. I was, like, 10 or 11, and it was me, my brother, and his friend, and another person. We didn't even touch the little thing. Like, our fingers were not even touching it. And we got all the lights out, and there's candles and everything. So we're going around, we're asking questions, or, like, is anybody here with us? And all of a sudden, all the candles just went out. All of a sudden.
Oh, hell no.
I swear to you not. I have never seen my brother run so fast out that house.
That's what I thought.
Well,
no more questions need to be asked.
I'd have been jumping.
Exactly.
You hear me. No
the
way,
first
like,
gust of wind, I would have been ghost.
The candles blew out.
That was
all
the source of light.
Swear,
I don't think
not.
So.
Yeah, all of them went out. It was so freaking, like, we all were screaming. We did not expect that to happen. Like,
oh no.
I ain't never messed with that board ever again.
I never played with that. I don't think I
know.
I don't know much about it, but just hearing stories about it keeps me away from it.
They say it's not good to mess with the board because you don't know who you can really get in contact with,
right.
If people really
believe
that. But you don't really know if it's going to be something like a demon or something demonic or anything like that. They really don't know. So they say not to mess with
it. Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
yeah.
So why do they even have them?
I don't even know.
I have a question for everybody. Quite sure everybody have tried this. Have everybody did Bloody Mary in the mirror before?
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I did Candyman before back in the day, but for some reason, that Bloody Mary thing seemed a little more freakish to me. Like,
no,
I'm not,
I definitely did that.
Y'all seen Paranormal Activity? Was that part 3, I think, when they did that? And then and then the something went past real fast, like, poof, and the door stopped. Like, it was crazy. They opened the, like, the light went out. They opened the door, something was,
yeah.
Poof, it went past real fast, and it was just got real weird. It was crazy, like. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing the Bloody Mary.
I did the candy, man, but I ain't never do the Bloody Mary.
I'm not.
I did the Bloody Mary. My cousin locked me in the bathroom and made me do it. I was
wow.
I wasn't even 10 years old yet, and my cousin locked me in the bathroom and made me do it with her. Yeah.
No,
I don't speak to her anymore. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, no, we don't talk. Not my friend.
That's just one of those things that's just like, it's freaking weird, man. I try to stay away from stuff that's too weird, man, because I be like, sometimes I be having nightmares and stuff, and just that alone, just I'm good. It's enough stuff going on in reality for me to be sitting here trying to mess around with
exactly.
The afterlife and supernatural forces and all that stuff. I'm good. I'll pass.
We did that when we were younger. Like we used to go online and like look at like different spells and try to like talk to the dead and.
Oh damn! I used to do that a lot. That was deep. That's deep.
I got a question for y'all. Would you be okay with, I don't know if y'all ever did it, but like, would you get a psychic reading? Like, would you be all right with that? Like,
yeah.
Somebody tell you your future?
I had one. Yeah. I had one time, and I wish I could find her and punch her in her face, because the future she told me, I kid you not, I would go back to that same spot and look for that old lady that pulled me out of this crowded Times Square, okay, street. And she pulled me to the side, old lady, and I was going through a lot of trouble, too. And she read the palm of my hand, and what she said, actually, some of it was actually true, but what it was wasn't good. The truth is just, she told me I would end up with this guy, and I would be with him for a long time, which was true, but the whole relationship was just horrible. It was just horrible. It was nothing good about her, what she told me.
And she made it sound like it was peaches and cream, but really it was like it ended up being a horrible relationship.
It was horrible, absolutely horrible. I kid you not, to this day, I wish I could find her and do her in. Like, I really give her a piece of my mind. Like, she's just horrible.
Wow, that's crazy. Hey, we got a caller real quick before we run out of time. We got another caller. Let's find out who this caller is. Caller 443, you live on the air.
Hey, it's me, Donna.
Oh, hey, what's good, girl? What's good?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. I was good.
You want to share some? You want to share any of your weird? You want to share any of your weird supernatural paranormal activity type experiences with us?
I haven't really had any paranormal activity.
Your background kind of loud a little bit. Sound like you're driving.
Oh. No, I'm not. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. It's just a little loud background.
Okay.
What were you saying, though?
Well, yeah, I was saying I never had any paranormal activities, but I did have a psychic reading. I had my palm read once when I was in Atlantic City, probably about 2-3 years ago. And it was upsetting.
What happened?
Like, I wouldn't be having kids. I'd never get married, never find love, stuff like that. And I don't know, and I'm very much into, like, paranormal activities and dreams and stuff like that. But I don't know, after that experience, I kind of backed off.
Did that affect, like, your dating life? Like, did it really mess with you mentally?
It did. Because I always felt like I would never have kids or family or something like that. But for somebody who didn't know me to come along and
to say something like that is
like
crazy.
Yeah. So
you gotta watch out.
And
for
I was
some
always
psychics,
told,
man.
Yeah. And I was always told growing up that you don't mess with stuff like that, but that type
right.
of stuff intrigues me. But I mean, I know better now.
Yeah, that stuff is crazy.
Yeah.
Man. Like, How do y'all feel about witchcraft? Like, with a voodoo, like, witchcraft doctor, like a voodoo, one of them voodoo people, would that, like, would you, would, Do you look at that as like, oh, that's BS, that's baloney, or like, does that stuff really freak you out? Like, would you really be scared of that stuff?
I believe in it.
You believe
I
mean,
it? I believe it.
I wouldn't mess with
I
it,
do
though,
too.
I actually believe
right.
it.
You know, what's funny,
agreed.
a lot of people like, they speak on it like, you know, that stuff ain't real. That stuff is against God and stuff. And I understand that because I'm a spiritual person myself. But those people, I bet you they won't mess with them people, though. I bet you they won't sit there and call that
bluff.
Because they
don't know what it all is.
That stuff is
weird. They don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Some people fear what they don't know. You know, if you don't know it exactly what it is, they're going to be scared of it. Like, I respect it. And I believe it is. But, like, yeah, I said, I'm not going to mess with it and try to test it out, you know. End up with
right.
your head by your foot or something. Nah, I'm not going to do that. It is what it is. Respect
yeah.
it, you know. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But that voodoo, I definitely believe it.
Yeah, that stuff is crazy, man.
Yeah,
it
is.
There's a lot of proof
yeah.
out there for some of that stuff being
down
the real
South
deal.
Carolina, they practice that heavy down.
Yeah, man. People
really?
Break out into itches
yeah.
and all that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
My cousin
oh,
told
my.
Me somebody put a spell on him. I forgot what he said happened, but he said the person put a spell on him. He started itching. He could not stop itching. Like, he was itching, like, all day. Like, literally, like, his body, like, he was just infested in crabs. Like, he literally was just digested in crabs. Like, he just itching all over his body. He couldn't
ew.
Stop.
My
said
how did it
stop?
Itching.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
how did it stop?
I wish I remember the full story. I think, like, you know, he, like, ended up, like, asking the person, like, please take it off. And he was like, because he made the person mad. I believe that's how it played out. But it was really weird. Like, hearing his story,
wow.
hearing him say it, I wish he was on here now to tell y'all. Like, it was crazy.
That's
wow.
Bob. Yeah, that's deep.
Yeah.
I love, like, them Paranormal Activity movies, man. I don't know. I love those movies. Like,
I'm a horror freak, too.
It's just something that just kind of infatuates me with that. Like, just...
It is, because it's
plain
stuff,
like,
yeah.
But see, I realized when I finally watched the first one, I watched it on Fast Forward because it was taking too long for something to happen.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Oh.
Well, the show is actually better. The show is real. Like, the show is so much better. I love the show. It gives me nightmares.
I never watched the show.
You definitely gotta watch the show. Because it'll make the movie look so different. Because it's real stuff that actually happened. Like, they have a real camera. It's none of that, you know, fake stuff they use now. Like, it is just real camera, like, really them going in there.
Well,
and they take real recording.
Unfortunately, we out of time right now. So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you, Mark, too.
No,
I want to thank my co-host, Nizzy May. And let me see if I get your name right. I'm almost nervous to say it.
Don't be nervous. Don't be scared now.
Lashaney.
There you go.
Lashaney.
You know it's right. That's
right. I got it. Thank
you,
Lashaney.
You
rock. Thank you, Donna. I want to thank all of y'all for joining the show. Once again, you're tuning to It's Real. Tune into the next episode. Peace and love to everybody. Thank you for calling. Everybody, be safe. Everybody,
thank
be
you
good.
For
thank
having
you.
Us.
No doubt.
Thanks a lot.
No doubt.
No doubt. Bye.